Today is Thursday, April 25th. The title for our devotional is The Temple of the Holy Spirit. For the remaining 2 days of this week, we're going to look at Paul's teaching in Ephesians on the spirit of unity. The main theme of Ephesians is God's reconciliation of all things in Jesus. This reconciliation is seen most vividly in the multi-ethnic family of God in the church, that is, Jews and Gentiles who have been brought together into one covenant people. In chapters 1 through 3, Paul outlines the theology of this reconciliation. Let's begin with his theology on how God has reconciled to himself this multi-ethnic church, at least part of it, in Ephesians 2, verses 11 to 22. Therefore, remember that at one time you Gentiles in the flesh, called the uncircumcision, by what is called the circumcision, which is made in the flesh by hands, remember that you were at that time separated from Christ, alienated from the commonwealth of Israel, and strangers to the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ. For he himself is our peace, who has made us both one and has brought down in his flesh the dividing wall of hostility by abolishing the law of commandments expressed in ordinances, that he might create in himself one new man in place of the two, so making peace, and might reconcile us both to God in one body through the cross, thereby killing the hostility. And he came and preached peace to you who were far off, and peace to those who were near. For through him we both have access in one spirit to the Father. So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone, in whom the whole structure, being joined together, grows into a holy temple in the Lord. In him you also are being built together into a dwelling place for God by the Spirit. Okay, so to summarize part of this, verses 11 through 18, the church, now made up of both Jews and Gentiles, has access to the Father through the death of Jesus, and they are united in the Spirit across ethnic lines. The Gentiles were formerly alienated from the people of God, but God has brought them together to be one new group, a new humanity, as he says in verse 15, in Jesus. Again, we have access to the Father through Christ in the Spirit. Okay, in verses 19 to 22, Paul is working with the metaphor of a building. Believers are now members in the household of God, that is, with God as the patriarch of the household. This household, it is built on the words of the prophets and the apostles, that is, Scripture. Jesus himself is the cornerstone of the building. He even goes so far as to say that this building is the temple in the Lord, where God dwells by his Spirit. Note, the passive and present tense of the verbs is joined and being built. The passive implies it is God's work. The present implies it is an ongoing building project. God is continuing to build his church. Paul essentially says the same thing in 1 Corinthians 3, where he is expressing a dire warning to the church who is dividing into factions behind their favorite leaders. We talked about this last week. In 1 Corinthians 3, 16 to 17, we read, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple, and that God's Spirit dwells in your midst? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For God's temple is sacred, and you, together, are that temple." Elsewhere in 1 Corinthians 6:19, individual believers are said to be temples of the Holy Spirit. So here it is, the whole church that is the temple of the Spirit. Now, it's difficult to overstate the significance of this statement. Okay, we don't live in a culture with temples built in major cities, so it's difficult for us to imagine the sacred nature of a temple. The closest thing today would be the temples we build to our gods of consumerism, skyscrapers and business parks, right? And our temples to our gods of sports, like stadiums. In the ancient world, the biggest, most beautiful buildings would be temples. The theme of the temple runs all the way through the scripture. The Bible Project video that I've linked you to on the devotional page walks through this theme really well. So I'm going to leave it there for today and give you some time to navigate either over to the devotional page or just go to YouTube and search Bible Project Temple and watch the video on the temple to kind of get the idea of how significant it is that the church, the people of God, gathered together are now the temple of the Holy Spirit. Thank you.